Welcome to While I Breathe, the official podcast of the ACLU of South Carolina. I'm one of your hosts, Paul Bowers. Typically, we do an introduction with my co-host and executive director, Jace Woodrum, but this is a bit different from our standard run of show. As I'm recording this on Thursday, March 26th, 2026, the South Carolina Senate just approved H 4756, a bill attacking the rights of transgender South Carolinians. Jace is going to join me in just a moment, along with local civil rights leader Christina Picozzi, to explain where things stand. But for now, I want to say that the ACLU of South Carolina and the many partners and allies in our state will not stop fighting for the rights of trans South Carolinians. Now, here's more about House Bill 4756. So we're going to cut in early with an emergency podcast here of sorts, here with Christina from Harriet Hancock Center. Christina, could you introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, so I'm Christina Picozzi. I'm the executive director for the Harriet Hancock Center. And today I'm talking on behalf of SC United for Justice and Equality, which is a LGBTQ coalition here in South Carolina.
So we're talking about some developments with the bathroom bill that's been advancing in the legislature. First off, for someone who's new to this, what is the bathroom bill H4756?
Yeah, so the bathroom ban would require students in public K through 12 schools, as well as public colleges and universities, to use restrooms and changing facilities based on what was recorded at birth. So they're a sex assigned at birth that's on their birth certificate. And ultimately, this just creates really rigid rules of what gender looks like, should be, all of that.
So we're having this sort of emergency call because the bill is advancing, and in the Senate on March 25th, they made an amendment to it. Could you talk to us a little bit about what amendment the Senate made and why the House version is less bad?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's really important for us to say that this is a terrible bill, regardless. But the Senate did actually make it more harmful. And they did that by changing some of the language that the House's version actually had. So, you know, again, like I said, this impacts all public schools, K through 12 and colleges and universities. Initially, the language had said that all buildings in those schools and higher ed institutions would have to have an accommodation of a single user restroom and changing facility. The Senate's version has actually changed some of that language and has removed it from being, you know, buildings or all buildings to saying the campus, which is not very clear as far as where these facilities would actually need to be. They've also defined what an accommodation is. Accommodation looks like a single user restroom or changing facility, a temporary exclusive use of a multi-occupancy restroom, or even a single user portable restroom, which is essentially a porta potty. That would be allowable as an accommodation.
If I want to reduce the harm of this bill, what can I do and what's the time frame?
Yeah, so we do have a very quick time frame. We are asking all of our community members at large to call their representative in the House here in South Carolina and, you know, telling them to not concur with the Senate, which is a fancy way to say that the House's version is better and they should reject the Senate's version. I think as a community member, that is a way that you can help reduce harm on this bill is calling your House representatives and telling them to, you know, vote no and to reject this bill.
So up till this point, we've been asking people to just try and stop this bill. You know, the instinct a lot of people have is this is a bad bill. Let's just stop it in its tracks. And we've been trying that. But what we're asking people to do today is more about harm reduction. Can you talk a little bit about what that means and why we're switching strategies right now?
Yeah, I would say I believe harm reduction has been incorporated into the strategy behind the scenes. But you're right in saying that we have always asked community members at large to help us stop a bill, right? Call your legislator, tell them to vote no, tell them why to vote no. You know, at this point, I think it's really important for us to acknowledge this bill is going to pass. Some version of it is very likely to pass. And a way that we can continue to support our trans siblings here in South Carolina is making it less bad. And I know that can be a really hard place for people to be of, you know, how can I be in support of a bill when it's bad? But I do think that is something that we need to consider is what are harm reduction strategies? What does that amendment look like? What does that language look like? Because we're talking about real people and reality and how they have to live their life. And if this is going to pass, like I said, which we know it has a very high likelihood of doing that, we just need to be as smart about that as possible.
Thank you, Christina. Now we're going to be joined by my co-host and executive director, Jace Woodrum, to talk a little bit more about what's going on here. So let's talk about just practical thoughts on this bill, H4756. Any thoughts from the two of you on what this bill would mean, practically speaking, for trans people in South Carolina? If it becomes law, what will it mean?
If this bill becomes law, transgender people will be required to use restrooms and other sex-segregated facilities based on the sex on their birth certificate, not on the gender that they know themselves to be. You know, for me, this means that, you know, you can't see me, but I'm a bald, bearded transgender man whose birth certificate still says and has always said female. The letter of the law would require me to use the women's restroom anytime I am in a K through 12 public school, anytime I am on a college or university campus or attending a college or university, you know, arts program or athletic competition. It is an incredibly harmful bill that I think dehumanizes transgender people. Everybody, transgender or not, has to use the restroom. And when we say that transgender people cannot use the restroom, that reflects who they are, we are essentially telling them that they are not invited to be a part of public life. It is bad and harmful policy.
Yeah. I think to add to that, as Jace mentioned, you know, this is public K through 12, but it's also public colleges and universities. And so when we've asked about private higher education institutions, they said, nope, this will not impact them, which I think also really shows when they say that they are trying to protect students or trying to protect girls and women, like that's obviously just flowery language. I also think it's important for us to really emphasize that this is just going to further discriminate and allow for bullying and harassment of all people that are using the bathroom. As Jay said, everybody has to go to the bathroom. You know, there's already laws that we have that protect women and girls in bathrooms, protect people in bathrooms and other sex segregated spaces already. This is just, you know, adding more commotion, I think. It's not doing anything that law isn't already doing.
I do want to talk some just directly to trans South Carolinians and people who love them. And I think after a vote like this, it's a tough blow. It's a really hard thing to see your rights being picked apart in the halls of power like this. If you have a message for transgender and non-binary South Carolinians today and to people who love them, what would you like to say?
I think my first thought is like, I want to scream with them, right? This, we should not be legislating this. So I do think like it's very normal and I want to normalize like you're allowed to be angry and also scared and all of the feelings in between. So I think my first thought is like, I really want to scream with you. And then if you're a hugger, I really want to hug you. And I also want you to know like, you belong here. You deserve to take up space and live a full life here. I know there are people who are discussing leaving the state. We have seen a lot of folks across the country leaving their home states, and nobody should feel like they have to do that for safety to just live their life. And there are a lot of us who are fighting for you and with you, and we always will be.
Yeah, I want transgender people to know that they are loved and that they are welcome here in South Carolina, even if the actions of our lawmakers do not say that. Our lawmakers are not our neighbors. we live in a state that is so gerrymandered that our lawmakers have been pushed to the extreme. And that means that they do not represent the feelings and the priorities of the folks in your communities. So our lawmakers are just there. They seem to be almost happy to hurt transgender people. And I do not believe that our neighbors, that our coworkers, that our friends, that our family members are represented by this kind of policy. You are loved and there are people fighting for you, and that will never change.
This has been really difficult to watch. And I say this as a cis person on the call who's not going to be directly affected by this, but as a parent, I think about the message we're sending to kids, and it's unconscionable. No kid should be made to be singled out like this, to have their rights and their privacy picked apart by politicians. It's grotesque what's going on in the State House this year. It's been obscene the number of days they have spent on this bill and bills just like it, targeting a small population of people in our state who are harming nobody. And it's inexcusable. So I think as a parent, I just feel compelled to say to trans kids, you are welcome here. There are people who love and care for you. And the message that our state is sending is separate. There are neighbors around you. There is a community around you that accepts you and loves you as you are. I think today's a hard day, and I think we're going to keep fighting in the ways that we can. I think, we've talked some about harm reduction. And on days like today, that's what we can do. This bill is not signed into law yet, and there are still steps we can take. And so we're going to take them to the last moment. So we're talking about some amendments. We talked about this earlier with Christina. If you know your state house representative, go ahead and give them a call. If not, this is a great opportunity to find out who represents you in the South Carolina State House of Representatives and introduce yourself and let them know that you would like them to stick with the House version of this bill. So we have a page on our website that'll connect you. We've made it super easy. You go to aclusc.org/call and put in your address. It'll look up your house rep and connect you via phone. It's something you can do in like 5 minutes today. Every call helps.
The path that we are on, the moment that we are in this state and in this country for transgender people, is a painful one. And history tells us what happens to those in the majority who harm those in the minority. I do not believe this is where the story ends. I do not believe this is the conclusion of this conversation about transgender people and their safety and dignity and humanity. And so if there's one thing that I can ask people to do, it is to take care of one another and tell your story. We know that telling our stories, and I don't mean going on the news media, I mean talking to your family and friends and coworkers and neighbors when it is safe to do so, to let them see the full, rich, beautiful diversity of this community. That is what will ultimately change the ending. It feels like a hard moment right now, but this is long-term work. And I invite folks to be in it for the long term. Take this day, rest, take care of yourself, double down, make those calls, come back to the fight and to the work that is ahead. This is not the end.
Jace, we have certain traditions on the podcast. Do you want to say our closing line that we say every time?
You got it. Until next time, while I breathe, I hope.